AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Searchers who tracked and killed one murderer who broke out of a northern New York prison 3 weeks ago are combing the same heavily wooded area for the surviving escapee. Duane, New York resident Andrew Woodward says even though one of the convicts has been killed, people are still pretty nervous.
It's been tense for a few days now. A lot of people are on edge.
You?
A little anxious, yeah.
The U.S. says it will not block Russia's attempts to establish a U.N. tribunal to investigate allegations that Kosovo's ethnic Albanian wartime leaders killed hundreds of Serb civilians. The U.S. says it was deeply disappointed when the country's lawmakers rejected amendments to the Constitution to allow a Western-backed court deal with the claims. Greece's main opposition, New Democracy Party, has walked out of parliament during a tumultuous debate on the prime minister's call for a referendum on creditors' reform proposals over dispute with the parliament speaker. Eurogroup President Yaron Dzsbolbom says European finance ministers are keeping the door open for more talks.
It was not the institutions that walked away from the last talks last night. It was the representatives of the Greek government that walked away from those talks.
A team of aviation investigators is now working in a remote mountainous site in southeastern Alaska to determine what caused the crash of a sightseeing plane that killed 8 cruise ship passengers and the aircraft's pilot. The de Havilland DHC-3 Otter turboprop, also known as a float plane, went down Thursday. Excursion was sold through the cruise company Holland America. This is AP Radio News. There was no drama to open the NHL draft as the Edmonton Oilers did what everyone expected.
And that is make Connor McDavid the number one overall pick. The 6'1", 18-year-old center is already drawing favorable comparisons to Wayne Gretzky and Sidney Crosby. McDavid averaged nearly 3 points per game this past season for his Ontario Hockey League junior team. He scored 21 goals in 20 playoff games. Buffalo picked number two and is thought to have a great consolation prize in Jack Eichel. The Boston University center won the Hobie Baker Award as college hockey's top player this season, becoming just the second freshman to do so. He led all Division I players with 71 points, including 26 goals in 40 games. I'm Jim Militello.
A petroleum pipeline company says oil from a Santa Barbara, California spill spread more than 100 miles to Los Angeles County beaches. Plains All American Pipeline says oil from its pipeline was found as far away as Redondo Beach. It had earlier said 2 miles north of Redondo. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.